"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Welcome. We are, of course, back on a Friday for the first time in 2 weeks, which means here they come. The Moist Line folks are coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll get two rounds of them. I don't know whether it'll be old or new stuff since we haven't played any Moist Line calls in 2 weeks. John and I don't see this, hear this. We don't know anything about this until it plays. It's all up to our technical directors, so you'll see what's in there. And in about 30 minutes, we're going to throw somebody into the dumpster.
It's a surprise to us and a surprise to you.
That's right. You like to get our live firsthand reaction. That's what you're going to get when we listen to the scary Moist Line. We're going to talk about two interesting articles about California's water supply and its drought. And, well, you really learn a lot from these. There's one in the National Review. California environmentalists move to kill massive reservoir project as state faces record drought. The ranch where Jamie Trahum grew up in Sites Valley in Northern California is the picture. And apparently that's where they're trying to build a reservoir. And actually, it's been on the drawing board for 50 years. The Sites Reservoir, a planned 1.5 million acre foot off-stream water storage facility that would be the first reservoir built in the Golden State since something called the New Maloney's Dam was completed in 1980 north of Sonora.
Mm-hmm. It's been over 40 years since we had a state reservoir built.
The environmental lobby in California is very strong, and they have been able to hold off projects like this for a long time. The reservoir is designed to provide much-needed water to about 24 water districts and suppliers up and down the state who've invested in the roughly $4 billion project. The state's also a partner, and the federal government intends to invest in it as well. If all goes according to plan, permitting will be finished in the next 2 years, and the reservoir will be built by the year 2030. However, like I said, this has been in the planning for 50 years, and it seems to always get sideswiped. The article talks about two crowds. the water abundance crowd and the water scarcity crowd. There's a divide there. There are many people who believe that there is plenty of water if California just does the right things.
Don't you think that's the majority of the public, the strong majority?
Water abundance, right.
Well, because there's obviously a lot of water. It's that we flush a lot of it out to the ocean. The farmers, the farming companies take a huge percentage. I think it's in this story, or it's another one I just read the other day. We only take, residents only take 6% of the water supply.
Yeah, this is the one by Steve Greenhut that I wanted to quote from. You're right. Nearly 50% of the state's available water flows to the Pacific. Think about that. 40% goes to farms, 10% goes to urban users, and of that, residents use 5.7% of the state water, with half of that going to pools and landscaping. He writes, conservation is a good idea during times of scarcity, but why are environmentalists and regulators fixated on squeezing more drops from those who use the least? This is the point I've been making over and over again. I'm glad he came up with the stat to back it up. I said, stop with the LA Times articles about how you can no longer have a green lawn.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't want us to live this modern lifestyle. They don't want us to have a lawn. They don't want us to have a swimming pool.
Why? Don't they want one too?
This is like, we're committing sins in their mind. This is a religious cult, and their philosophy is similar to religions. You know, when we were growing up, religion was much stronger. And what did they say? Well, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't have sex before marriage. It was all about denying pleasures. It's the same mentality. You can't have a pool. You can't have a golf course. You can't have a green lawn. You can't have things because you're offending Mother Nature. The way the Christians 50 years ago would say, you know, you're offending God by having sex or drinking, fouling your body in some way. You know, your body is God's creation. You can't do that. He's mad at you. Well, now the earth is mad at you. You can't do this. Same mentality. It's religion.
It's hand in hand with the crowd that doesn't want you living in the suburbs with a lawn, with a car, right, driving to work, enjoying some property. They all hate this.
Everything.
They want you in the city, on a bus, living in a 50-story building.
What? How do priests and nuns live? They take a vow of poverty, right? They have to live in a little room. They can't get married. They can't have sex. They can't have money. Well, until they go insane, right? And they act out. And then now
this is the crowd that panics over the population. We can't. There's not enough resources. If we let everybody do what they want for the next 100 years, we'll run out of everything.
Except there's plenty of resources. And what they do is they lie to people and they make them feel guilty. Another similarity to religion. What does religion do? It makes you feel guilty. Same thing here. They're all about guilt. In fact, all this stuff from woke racial politics to this kind of environmental stuff is about making you feel guilty. You must atone. You must pay. You must give up some of your pleasures in life.
So here's some good stats from the National Review story. I'm kind of going back and forth here, but there's good stuff in both of them. The site's reservoir is not going to solve all of California's water shortage. Every year, Californians use about 40 million acre feet of water. Just keep that number in mind, 40 million. Farmers use about 3/4 of that to irrigate their land. The state actually averages about 200 million acre feet in precipitation every year. But more than half of that evaporates. The rain doesn't always fall where the most people and farms are. The less populated northern half of the state tends to receive more rain than the bustling but drier southern half. As a result, California relies on a complex network of dams, reservoirs, canals, and pumping stations to move the water where it's needed. In fact, this site's reservoir, if it ever gets going, the water would come down here.
That's why drought in Southern California is not climate change. It's not because we have hurt the atmosphere. It's the normal state of Southern California. It never rains much here. Never.
Right.
An average rainfall, and you very rarely have an average year, and I've looked this up, is about 14 inches in L.A. You know what? In New York it is? It's 40. It's almost three times as much. It is naturally very dry here. And an average there's a wide swing on both sides. You could have 35 inches, you could have 3 inches. And that's what we often experience. And often the drought can go on for decades, even centuries, and it has. In fairly recent times, they've had hundreds of years of drought. That is normal. That is not climate change. What they've done is they have lied and made everyone feel guilty to try to bully you into not having a lawn, not having a pool, because they don't think you should. They disapprove.
Yeah, that's what Steve Greenhut wrote. It's almost as if they are more intent on punishing Californians for our lifestyles than funneling more water into our system to assure everyone has the water that they need.
Yes. And if you look at through the prism of religion, it makes sense. It makes sense. And many religions have practiced this over time. The idea of denying yourself pleasures. Usually it's sexual pleasure or it's financial pleasure. You're supposed to live in poverty. Here, it's modern lifestyle pleasure. It's that's why there's another story, which you're probably not going to get to, carbon emissions, offsetting carbon emissions by donating money to a forest of trees.
Yeah, offset program.
That's right.
Right.
It's to feel guilty that you're flying in a plane. So you're supposed to give an offering to the gods. And this article says it doesn't really do anything. No kidding. But it's the same idea. It's such mind manipulation and mind control because these people are so loud and they so much want to shame, so much want to make you feel guilty. And it works on a lot of people.
By the way, one of the people quoted in the National Review story is Edward Ring. Actually, we've talked to him. He's with a think tank.
Oh, yeah, he's really smart.
He's been writing about water abundance. And he said something interesting, that the coalition that tries to push water scarcity isn't just the environmentalists. It's also hedge funds that hold water rights that increase in value when water is scarce. Large agro-businesses, they can absorb high water costs to drive out smaller competitors.
Okay, so I bet you what they do? They hire lobbyists, and they come up with a fake environmental group name, and the lobbyists fight for these fake environmentalists when really they're fighting for the hedge funds to increase the value of their water rights by keeping the water scarce. But, you know, you can't really make that argument for a hedge fund, right?
Right.
You can't do that. You'd be laughed at. So you make an environmental argument, and you give yourself a stationery with an environmental name and a really cute logo on it. And you fight it from that angle. But it's a hedge fund masquerading as an environmental fund. And they pull this off.
Well, all right. Well, they're both good reads. I think they're actually both by Steve Greenhut from the National Review and the Orange County Register. You should really look them up because they got the stats in them. And maybe some point we'll have Edward Ring on because he's been doing a lot on the water abundance.
Well, in 1980.
Versus the water scarcity crowd.
In 1980, we had 24.
He's co-founder of the California Policy Center.
We had 24 million people. That was California's population in 1980. Over 40 years go by, we have 40 million people. So our population increased by almost 70%, and we haven't built a single reservoir. And they killed the desalination plant the other day. What does that tell
you? Oh, yeah, I meant to mention that. That's another mark, right. The environmentalists win that one, the water scarcity people.
Because they want to punish us.
Are you ready to this came up in the air years ago. Are you ready to drink the wastewater?
No. We don't have to.
Okay, because it's mentioned that Orange County has got a good wastewater treatment plant, and it's drinkable.
They can have that. Anybody who wants to drink it can. I'm not doing that.
No, you're too scared.
Because
don't you believe in the science?
I don't believe in the workers at these plants.
The workers.
Look at that sewage leak that they had last year in El Segundo. Remember that?
Yeah. I don't. Now, the one in El Segundo, that is a wastewater treatment plant, but I don't think that goes to drinking, does it? I don't think.
No,
it,
but it's the same workers.
Other use. You could use that to water plants.
It's the same guys. The guys who blow up the nuclear power plants. It's those guys.
When we return, we will welcome back the Moistline people after 2 weeks.
John and Ken show.
All right, somebody check hell, because I think it just froze over.
What happened?
The John and Ken voter guide has overlapped in one race with the LA Times. We have decided to endorse Lan He Chen for state controller. He was on our show yesterday. He's a Republican. which is unusual for the Times to endorse a Republican for any office. But they did, and we talked to him and thought he was pretty plain-spoken.
He was really sharp.
And he was very sharp. He's a Stanford lecturer. He's got a lot of experience, both for Republicans and Democrats. It's from the Bay Area. But
it's so unusual because he talked very intelligently and clearly and explained all the different financial scandals that went on in the state and what has to be done to discover them, prevent them. And it's not that jibber jabber jargon that so many politicians use, like Newsom, right? It was clear English.
Right. Now, what he will do, he will call out spending. He will scream. He will audit. He can't stop some of the wasteful spending, but he can certainly scream about it so it gets coverage and people
react. He can
explain
what's being wasted, what's not working.
Right. Like with the homeless or with the unemployment fraud, stuff like that. So we are on board with Lanhe Chen for state controller. That's new to the voter guide. Did you see the litmus test he got, though, from the El Segundo Times in their editorial endorsing him? Basically, they wanted to know who he voted for in 2020. He would not tell them for president, but he did tell them he does not think the election was stolen. And I guess they took that as okay. So
I see.
That was their litmus, their final litmus test before they endorsed him.
That's more important than what his capabilities are.
All right, let's go to the voice line. What do you know? It's been a couple of weeks. I don't know what we got in here. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hey, John and Ken. Have anybody ever realized that damn George Gascon sounds like freaking Kermit the Frog?
Yes.
Why don't they just purchase atmospheric distillery plants and get the water out of the atmosphere? That way they don't have to ruin sea life and they can still get water. They're expensive, but California has lots of money. Let's not give it to people that sat at home while our kids suffered during the pandemic.
Hello, I'm Deborah's dog. I want freedom. Set me free. I want to eat meat. I'm born to eat meat. Please let me go. Come on.
I just received my official sample ballot, and I couldn't help but notice that Alex, all illegal alien bills, Padilla is listed twice. No voter fraud here.
Hey, Ken, you guys spent about 30 seconds saying who was the worst person you've ever had on the show. I was in my car yelling, Loretta Sanchez, Loretta Sanchez. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Hey, guys, regarding this argument about dairy milk versus, you know, almond milk or cashew milk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's because no one can really say nut juice with a straight face.
Hey, guys, I was listening to you talking about change, and my dad used to always mess with the cashiers. He'd give them like a 20. They'd ring it up on the machine, and then we're told what to give as change. So at that point, my dad would say, oh, I have the 3 cents. And that would just completely ruin their day because now they didn't know how much change to give them back.
John is so right about youngsters not being able to make change. I just went through a drive-thru, $7.31, and she just blank stare. Wow.
John, Ken, I was at a Walgreens the other day, and their clock was out of batteries, and it was 7:20. And I told the girl, and she looked up and she goes, oh, doesn't matter. I can't read that kind of clock anyway. My goodness.
Hey, John. Hey, Ken. Yeah, this homeless situation has gotten out of hand. I think that instead of neighborhood watch, it should be neighborhood sweep, where people go around once a month and clear out their streets. Neighbors take over. We pay enough damn taxes as it is. If the city ain't going to do it, we're going to do it. Get them out of there. They've given up on society. We're going to give up on them. It's time to get rough.
I know you have people calling in telling you not to play that and keep on playing it. I mean, seriously, we're all just trying to listen to the show. And you got to carry on with that.
This Jankowski screeching, screaming, crazy woman.
Yes.
She'd be better off in like 101 Dalmatians.
It's Jankowicz.
Cruella. She's a witch.
You guys are going on and on about the environmental impact of electric cars and the batteries and all the minerals and what they have to dig up. And you guys got it. You know what it is. These wokesters don't give a They don't care about the environment. They care about how it makes them feel. And more importantly, how it makes them look to their other wokester, feely, idiot, whack job.
California, reduce the price of diesel. Everything we buy becomes cheaper. Just for maybe 9-10 months. Economics, folks. Economics.
I'm a truck driver that hauls produce from Salinas to Texas. Up until Bubblehead got in office, it was costing me about $1,100 to $1,300, $1,400 per trip from Salinas to Texas. It's costing me $3,000 now, just in fuel costs. Everything that you touch, everything that you eat, everything that you can possibly imagine that you buy in stores touches a truck, comes in by truck. And if it costs us more, you're going to have to pay more. You think prices are bad now? Just wait. Hang on, buddy. It's going to get much worse.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Thanks
Please
for that.
Hang up.
Lifting
Goodbye.
Message. All right, there you go. Moistline, round one. They're back in about 25 minutes. But next, the mob is here. We are going to throw a hack into the dumpster. And I think at least one call that you heard in that Moistline collection touched on the person going in. It's going to be fun. Coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, this person going in the dumpster was really unknown to us and most people until a few weeks ago when the Department of Homeland Security announced they had a new disinformation governance board. And everyone went, what? Huh? Disinformation governance? And then they appointed a woman by the name of Nina Jankowicz to head up the board. We soon found out that Nina Jankowicz, who's supposed to be in charge of telling people what is fake news, believed in fake news. The Russian dossier on Trump, for instance. And then didn't believe real news. The laptop of Hunter Biden's.
Right. She believed the disinformation that the Russians made up the Hunter Biden story.
Yes.
So we're going to put her in. And nobody explained exactly what she would be doing. Exactly what was her power to handle disinformation?
They paused it. And for now, she's not on any board. She went on CNN last night to make her case. Let's listen to part of the audio.
So, Nina, do you think the disinformation board was the victim of, in fact, misinformation, given the backlash it saw?
Actually, Jamie, I would say that the Disinformation Governance Board was the victim of disinformation. So the difference between dis and misinformation is disinformation is false information spread with malign intent. And clearly there was a malign intent on some actors in the media and in politics who just really stood up to the formation of this board because it would be confronting disinformation. They completely mischaracterized its mission. And frankly, this childish behavior is endangering our national security now. This board was set up to counter real disinformation that makes Americans less safe. Things about false information related to disasters, border security, our elections,
what
and other critical
security?
Infrastructure like pipelines and banks. So those who stand in opposition to the board, which, as the secretary said, was just an internal coordinating mechanism, something to make sure that we were efficient and using best practices are standing in the way of our national security.
I hate it too.
This is a tough one here, and I have to tell you things that I was reading about what was said to you online and how your family had to deal with death threats in particular.
Oh, tongue bath.
You're an expert on disinformation online, and in women who experience online.
You proved
abuse
that, didn't you? By believing the
Can
Russian
you
dossier.
For people just what your life
Wait!
Been
stop
like.
This! Stop this!
This is apparently CBS News. I had it wrong. Jamie Yuccas.
CBS. I never heard of
her. Yeah, I have an article that says she was on. She was everywhere last night. She was on CNN, MSNBC, trying to make her case
This reporter's an obslobber.
Oh, my
God. This is a tongue bath.
Threats made to you.
She doesn't mention that she was pushing the fake Russian dossier. She doesn't mention that she was pushing the fake story that Hunter Biden's laptop
was a Russian plant.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what the reporter should have been asking about. Oh, I hear you're getting such a reaction online. How is you and your family handling it? Oh, God, I'm going to gag.
So we picked her for the dumpster because not only was this whole idea stupid, the Disinformation Governance Board, they picked a really stupid person, kind of a chatty nothing. She's got like an empty noggin.
She's empty.
And she believes in all the woke progressive nonsense, and she's supposed to be in charge of determining. You would expect they would at least pick somebody that, in appearance-wise, was sort of nonpartisan.
But she was... But She was involved in two of the biggest disinformation stories of the friggin' century. The Trump-Russia story and the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, those are the two biggest examples of fictional stories that went mainstream and that millions believed.
Well, you know, all that aside, we could have thrown her in the dumpster just for what's about to happen alone. And you heard it. If you listened to Moistline Part 1, there was one man that complained about this. I'm afraid here it comes again. Nina Jankowicz made a TikTok video a couple of years ago about disinformation, and she did it to the tune of Mary Poppins' Supercalifragilistic.
Hovering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress.
Get the mob. Get the mob. Let out the Ukrainians and the Serbs. Very good. Pick her up. Pick her up and swing her around. And into the dumpster. Head first. There you go. Splat. That's good.
Close that top.
Close it quick. Quick.
She's trying to get out. There she is, singing in the dumpster. I just wanted to hear that. It's got the echo of a shower, you know? Listen to this. Wow. This is really a woman that wanted to be on stage on Broadway.
Yeah, she's singing from the bottom of a dumpster.
This is a disinformation chief. This is so sad. Our country is so sad. All right. Well, there you go. Aided by the mob members, we threw Nina Jankowicz, somebody we'd never heard of until 3 weeks ago.
What the hell is going on?
By the way, DHS says we're coming back with this. It's only on pause. We're not giving up on this.
Oh, no.
They're blaming the right-wing internet apparatus.
Sure. Not her singing.
And coordinated online attacks.
Wow. We are in George Orwell land.
I thought you were supposed to ignore that. If you consider that to be its own form of disinformation, you shouldn't let them veer you off course.
I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
We're in a strange time.
Yeah. We've got...
Moistline Part 2.
Oh, there's that commercial. Comparing Karen Bass to Mark Ridley Thomas. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, making news this afternoon. The Biden administration says they will appeal the ruling by this judge in Louisiana, a federal judge, that they cannot end Title 42, which is one way of keeping migrants looking probably for asylum out of the United States. That's the public health order implemented by the Trump administration during the beginning of the pandemic. The Biden administration wanted to end it, I think, on Monday, May 23rd, but this judge has extended his ruling that you cannot, based on a lawsuit from quite a few states, Republican-led states. So they will appeal it. But if it goes to the Fifth Circuit, I understand they're not going to do well with the Fifth Circuit.
No, so. They've lost everything there so far on immigration matters.
So then it would be up to the Supreme Court to take it? They probably won't, right?
Maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, the law is pretty clear. The Biden administration hasn't gone through the procedure properly, and there is real harm that's going to be done to the states to pay for health care and schooling for potentially hundreds of thousands, millions of immigrants that are going to come pouring in. Mm-hmm. And the states have a right to say, look, you can't do that to us. And the judge said, yeah, they have indicated convincingly there's a significant threat of permanent injury, because once you've spent that money, you can't get it back. Now, it has to be worked out in a trial, but I think the injunction is going to last a while, because the trial's probably down the road a lot. This will be a litigated case that's going to go on for
And try not to
time.
Laugh. But in an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle, Gavin Newsom says he has sub-zero interest in being president, and he believes and hopes that Kamala Harris will be the United States' next president when the Biden administration.
Can you? Sub-zero interest?
He actually used the term sub-zero, yes. All right, let's grab the Moistline,
so
people.
Full of it.
Head out the door.
He's so full of it.
Leave your messages at 1-877-MOIST-86.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hi, John. Hi, Ken. I wanted to just call for a moment to share my experience riding the Metro. The train had several very filthy, very smelly people wrapped in blankets, standing and sitting on the train, talking to themselves. Yeah. There was a rider with an open bottle of wine.
and he was yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs and waving his bottle of wine around. It was insane. It was filthy, it was dirty, it was smelly, and it was very intimidating.
There you go.
I won't ride it again.
I'd really like it if people would stop using the word homeless, because obviously the people that are on the streets are drug addicts and transients. They're not homeless. They've chosen to be homeless. So the homeless part's done. This is calling what they are, drug addicts and transients.
You know, I get sick and tired every time or every day. You always hear about people having a right to this or people having a right to that, especially when it comes to housing. The word I wish our politicians would use, the word responsibility. It's a responsibility on your behalf to pay for your own house. I'm sick and tired of people always just looking to government to get them out of their problems.
Hey, John and Ken, just heard that excerpt of the new press secretary. Oh, my God, that was ridiculous. This lady works at the White House and has actual power. It's just phenomenally bad. Word salad.
Hey, John and Ken, I've been listening to you guys since the OJ trial when I was a teenager. I'm an electrical engineer. One of the reasons why power lines initially were suspended high in the air was because of capacitance. So that creates an extra load on the system. Nowadays, I think we have technology to counteract that. But back when electricity was invented, that was a more of an issue. Not insulating them is just being cheap.
I think the biggest part about the price of food for fast food and restaurants is high because a lot of the companies are trying to make up for the losses during the pandemic. And I think everybody else is trying to do the same thing. So stick it to the little guy.
Hey, John, an elephant is a person if he identifies as a person.
Yes. Good point.
John is absolutely right about space aliens never having been here. And it's because of one thing, the distance. 6,000 years to get to the closest star system to ours. And if there is life on that in that star system, and their spaceships are 10 times faster than ours, it would take them 600 years to get here. And that's the closest star system. They're never going to be here. Not ever. Never.
No. Say,
hey, is it possible that Schwarzenegger was a better governor? Is that possible? Schwarzenegger?
Newsom?
Better? Because if Newsom sucks.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're ever going to do a ranking. It's pretty poor.
No.
You have to go back to Pete Wilson when we thought things were back.
Yeah, that was the last good governor.
Yeah, and Schwarzenegger was a complete disappointment.
And when was he done? He was done by 99?
He was done in 1998. Yeah, 99 would be the end, right?
Right.
That's when Gray Davis took over.
So we haven't had a good governor in this century.
Okay, on that note, we're leaving. The Moist line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Is Conway in?
Oh, he's not there?
He's not here. Nobody ever tells me.
Oh, he's not doing the show tonight. Is that?
I don't know. Is there a guest host this evening?
There's a lot of communication within.
All right.
KFI.
Well, we're just going to say goodbye, and whoever comes in. We don't care. I'm in the car, so.
Hold on.
Ding dong man is here.
Hey now.
I'm sorry.
I lost track of time. But our own. I didn't know this, but our own Michael Crozier is up for a Golden Mike Award, and those are tomorrow. But I keep essing all over.
Why
the
are they like every 3 months?
Really mean anything?
It's right.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, look, how many years have you guys been in town?
Too long.
30? 28?
30 is correct.
30 okay. is correct.
And how many golden mics do you have?
None.
You should have...
We have almost nothing.
Well, you should have 150.
Nobody gives us awards.
I know. But
nobody gives us anything.
It's for news reporting, not for...
Well, but it should be expanded to... Look, we're a news talk station. There should be an award with your guys' name
but
on it.
But there's only two, so I...
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Look, I ran into a guy today. I could tell you who's on the show, but who cares? I ran into a guy today.
You're not going to do it anyway.
I don't care. I ran into a guy today at the cleaners, and he said to me, he goes, are you on KFI? And I said, yes. He goes, please tell John and Ken they saved my life. He moved out here from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he said he spent the first year out here thinking everyone was crazy. Then he found your show, and he said, for 4 hours a day, there's guys like me I'm driving around with.
Well, that's right.
That's great. That's a great compliment. You know? I bet there's a lot of guys out there like that, too.
Yes. Well, you know, that's how I felt the first year here, too.
These woke idiots.
Yes. All right. Conway's
Ding
next.
Dong is right. He's here.
All right.
Love it. Golden Mike's everywhere.
Soon to be Golden Mike winner.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries are buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.